Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to What Jail Is Like!
Yeah!
Woo!
Get it!
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my. Oh.
You wouldn't know, but he was upside down when he did that.
I'm getting one of those, like, kind of after effect headaches, like, starts, like, in your temples and then wraps around your brain like a loving Afghan.
I know the entire listenership, man.
I know exactly what that feels like. I'm sitting right next to you.
I can relate. What Jail Is Like is 2 hours of improvisational comedy where we make it up all on the spot and make it good, every bit of it.
It is.
Weave our way into it and infuse it with the good, with the funny. My name is Mark, with me are...
Eric.
Mike.
Mike is stepping in for Matt this week, who went to New York City.
New York City?
That was so funny, too. Oh, sorry. Yeah. It wasn't even that funny, but...
I know.
It was funny.
I live a hollow, meaningless life.
Yep.
Matt is gone. Mike's stepping up. Mike, you may recall from Christmas break, if you haven't killed that half of your brain.
Sorry about that.
Break. Well, no.
It's my hat trick. It's my hat trick night. It's my third time. Yeah, sorry.
You become a professional after this. I think you have to give up amateur status.
Yeah, I'm out. This is my last night in town. Midnight, I turn into dust.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be it's the plan. Awesome.
Yeah.
Just take you home and smoke you. Like the angel dust.
Yeah.
Like the PCP.
Uh-huh.
Rock.
So as a... As a person who's spent most of his time in Champaign-Urbana as a student, and, you know, I'm not currently a student, but I hang with students, and I'm finishing out my student status, you know, leaving those trappings behind. I've been through Champaign and Urbana year-round, and for some reason, and I don't really know why, it's spring break that strikes me as the single most empty time of the year in Champaign-Urbana.
Yeah, it really is.
And I don't know what the deal with that is, because over, like, winter break, you know, almost nobody's going on vacation, so there should, but, you know, it's so desolate, you know, it should be so desolate, because it's got the appearance, you know, who's going to be here, like, the beginning of the summer before the classes? For some reason, it's spring break.
Well, I think it's because... They don't, like, you know, it's halfway between winter,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people didn't go home. They stayed here, they hung out. In summer, a lot of people aren't going to go home for summer. So, like, everybody, the people who didn't go home during the winter and the people who aren't going to go home this summer, everybody ends up going home this week because mm-hmm. it's the one chance. They've got 1 week to go home, catch up with the old buds, pretend that, hey, yeah, you're still my best friend. Totally, dude. Remember 10 years ago in high school when we did all that
stuff?
Stop
hitting me, Eric.
Sorry.
I totally just brought everything down. You can keep yelling. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I agree with you.
Shut up. But I mean, you know, I think that's what it is. I think it's, you know, it's their one chance to get home. And
yeah, a lot of people have to work too, and they won't take that Christmas break excuse too much. I don't think. I think spring break's just like 1 week where you know, people kind of let you off. But I'm here.
You're here.
Oh, I love it.
And I'm here, but I'm on my way out tomorrow. And Eric's going to be here, but that's nothing new.
Wait.
I'm not laughing, I'm coughing.
Thank you.
Best possible sense.
I hate both of you.
Yeah, well, you know.
But, you know, that's just because you're both horrible, horrible human beings.
Mm-hmm.
If you can even use that term.
I heard that.
The Trant thing was pretty good. I like the Trant thing.
You know, I really like it when we review ourselves on the air.
I do too.
So, like, people can know that we think that we're... I mean, you know, I think people know that we know that we're good, but
see, I'm
they
just
may
saying
not
that
be,
I think
which
you, you guys are good, because the Trant thing was you guys.
I like the way my hair looks right now, and I like the clothes I'm wearing, and I like the new shoes I bought at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Your glasses are nice, too.
I just got glasses, and I love them. Although I don't. I don't like wearing them. My voice just cracked.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that happens a lot.
It happens a lot.
You're sprouting a hair.
I'm going on like 10 tangents, but I'll tell you what. My voice cracked the second time while I was explaining that my voice cracks a lot, and it wasn't on purpose. Eric laughed like, uh-huh.
No, I didn't. Easy. I mean, I knew
yeah.
it was.
Oh, okay. Someone else should talk now.
Okay.
So, well, tell me about adjustment to life with glasses, because I think most people kind of get them early on, you know, and so they've had a lot of years, and you're, you know, 22 now?
21.
21. And so this is fairly new for you. But, you know, you've had a lot of life behind you. It's different, you know, like whacking your head into things, for example. You can't do that with as much impunity. So.
Well, I'll tell you what. I thought I had attention deficit disorder for the last year or so. I haven't done much schoolwork, and I haven't been able to concentrate on too much. And that's kind of a sign, actually, of needing glasses. I've heard that before. And I get a lot of headaches, too. And so my parents never really took me to the eye doctor too much. So I went to the eye doctor.
Because they didn't believe in that boogity boogity.
Well, I don't either, but, you know, it's stylish to wear them now, so that's why I got them. I still don't believe it. But
personally, I do believe in the boogity boogity.
Okay.
But I like to get down with the boogie boogie.
Well, basically, I went in there because I felt like it's possible I need glasses. Because I've heard, and it's true, that if you've never gotten an eye exam before, you don't know if you need glasses, even if you're half blind. You just think that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so went in there, and I looked into the doctor's eyes for about 20 minutes, and he breathed on me. I could feel it.
Poked
and
you in the eyes.
And they did these things where they shot air in my eyes.
Really. Oh, I hate that thing.
Oh, my God.
And they don't did they tell you it was coming?
Yeah.
They used to not tell me. It would just be like, okay, now look in here.
No, that's why it was so much worse, because he told me it was coming, and then I'd sit there, but he waited for like 2 minutes and just stood there and did nothing. So I was like, like anticipating it so much, and it just kept getting more and more like, ah, when are you gonna do it?
Do they really need to surprise you? It's not as if you can like steal your eyes. You know? Like, okay, I'm ready. Yeah, bring it on. My pupil's ready.
So the diagnosis was I'm farsighted and I have astigmatism in my right eye, and he said I should pretty much be wearing glasses most of the time because that's the reason I can't concentrate. It's the reason I get headaches.
Mm-hmm.
My eyes gonna get worse if I don't wear the glasses.
And you're sexy with the glasses.
And I'm sexy. And but now when I take off the glasses, I can't leave them off for like more than a minute or two. I feel dizzy.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird, you know. I'm sure it would be fine if I left them off for about an hour or so, because I've gone my whole life without them. But it's still very like I'm very used to them already. So it's I guess it's a good thing. But I'm starting to get on my nerves. I don't like they're on my face all the time.
You know? Yeah,
it's not that great.
But you look good.
Thanks.
What are you doing later?
I don't know. What are you doing later?
I don't know. We'll talk about it at a musical break.
Sweet.
Do either of you have plans for spring break? Anything interesting at all?
I'm working a lot.
The audience? Working. Yes, you crazy mother.
I am working. I'm making some money.
Yes.
So it's good. I don't get a chance to work that much, but some of the other people are taking advantage of spring break at my job.
Mm-hmm.
So
the local economy just kind of, you know, reassures itself that it can continue to exist. And
right, so I can work for them and make a lot more money than I usually do. So
I'm ditto, just gonna work, and then everybody's gonna leave, and it's gonna be me and Mike for 3 days.
That's actually true.
You know, it's gonna be like me and Mike work during the day at our respective jobs, then get together and drink until we pass out, and then
it's
wake up and
suck.
Do the whole routine.
I mean,
over.
It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be way awesome.
I thought it'd be fun.
So, if you happen to stay in town and you see the only two people left, that's them.
It's us.
Know, so go up to them.
That is us.
Get their autographs.
Whee!
Yes.
How about you, Mark? How was your week? And what do you have planned for?
What do I have planned? Well, I have a crazy spring break planned. Not all that crazy, actually. I think it's perfectly reasonable. It's the first time I've done anything over a spring break in college. And, you know, I've certainly heard plenty of it, plenty of propaganda about what a wonderful thing it is to go somewhere during spring break. And, you know, I've gone to Chicago during spring break. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, done Chicago suburbs spring break. 98. Everybody in the house say hell yeah. But this spring break, I'm going somewhere because this is my last shot to do it while I'm a college student. Yeah, when you work a job, they give you a spring break, right? You got like winter break and spring break.
That was the rude awakening I had. It was, what do you mean no winter break? I get from December 15th until January 7th off.
Wait till you get a career, man.
I'm never going to have a career. My career, this is it. You're looking at my career if all goes well. If not, no career. Just a box. A box and some newspaper and like a half-eaten Big Mac.
So this is the first time I'm doing anything. And what I'm going to do, how I'm going to seize the day, is I'm going to go up to North and South Dakota. I'm going to hit the Dakotas, go where it's colder than here because, you know, it's, yeah. Because that's what spring break is all about, is finding the cold and going to hit the two Dakotas. Hit South Dakota first, hit North Dakota, and then come back around. Going with a friend named Mike. Not this Mike in question because he's working. You know, if his job collapses tomorrow morning, he's certainly welcome to come. And
am I welcome to come if my job collapses?
Sure, man.
Okay.
And, well, actually, we only have spots for people named Mike. In the caravan.
True dat!
Yeah, we could probably find something on the hood for an Eric.
Or Marks with a C.
Mm. Yeah, and what I'm going to have for you next week, which is going to be really exciting, dear listeners, is an extensive comparison between the two Dakotas. I'm going to work very hard at this. It's very key to me that I develop a preference between the two Dakotas, that I, you know, like, make a reasoned choice, evaluate North and South Dakota, and tell you, you know, like, this is the Dakota. This is the real one. The other one's a pretender.
Mm-hmm. Pretender to the throne.
Right.
I still can't distinguish Dakotas from, like, Washington.
From the state of Washington?
Mike has trouble distinguishing his bedroom.
Washington Street, the state of Washington, Washington City, the state of my mind, Washington, comma, George. What? Where am I?
I was in this place, which is, it winds its way into so many of my anecdotes. Really an amazing hour, although it was absolutely disgusting. This place called the Muter Museum in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The Muter Museum of Biological Oddities. It's a fairly unpleasant little museum. That's absolutely amazing. And they have thoroughly disgusting things, like a piece of, I think it was President Garfield's jaw floating in a jar. It was either Garfield or Arthur. And they have bloodstains from George Washington at the place.
Wow.
Washington was losing it. It was the last hours of Washington. So, you know, top of the line medical science, they bring him in. They decide to slap on some leeches and let him bleed. And, you know, the Mr. Muter, assuming he existed back in that day, was like, hey, let me have that cloth. And then, 200 years later, here's his museum.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Wow, what awesome. A disgusting, disgusting, disgusting place it sounds like.
So Washington's bloodstains, oh, they look like bloodstains.
Hmm.
Presidential bloodstains. Very strange, though. Can't figure that out.
He did do it. Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, I
think it's going to be. Looking for some dinosaurs, going to attempt to see if if they've got dinosaurs up there. If I get lost, I might be in a lot of trouble. I hear they do communication up there in the Dakotas by, like, you know, the horses, the horse mail carriers. Yeah. You know how that is? The Pony Express?
Yes.
Yeah, I hear they're still running that up there. So if my car breaks down, I'm going to have to wait till one of them comes by. And that's going to be a little while.
Are you driving, or is Mike?
We're just trading off the driving.
Which car? Automobile?
Oh, we're using my friend Mike's car. My car, the Cradle, would be perfectly capable of doing it, but it's a manual transmission because chicks dig manual transmissions.
So sure do.
Yes, they do. They don't like the people who drive them, though.
No,
they often throw spikes at them.
I wish I was in the car just to watch you try to pump the imaginary clutch.
And avoid spikes.
I'm going to have such a great time doing that.
Well, look at him. He's pumping the imaginary clutch again.
Give him his Ritalin.
I'm sorry. I laughed because you said pumping is imaginary. Never mind.
Pumping is all too true, as anybody who's been in Champaign-Urbana for a while knows. Whatever the hell that means.
So what's up with gas? It's like, have you figured in that factor? Because I think it's about $147 a gallon right now.
Well, I'm hoping what another
house
advantage is, I'm hoping the Pony Express carrier who was assigned to tell the Dakotas about the rising gas prices didn't make it up there. He's just kind of chilling in Minnesota, you know? And what I'm really hoping is that they don't know yet. And they actually haven't heard about gas rising since it was like 75 cents a gallon. So I can write off that because the horsies don't need gas. So all the gas will be mine. They're probably just giving the stuff away. So that's kind of how I'm like planning out the budget of the trip is don't need gas past Iowa.
Well, how long a trip is it into the Dakotas?
I think it's like 16 hours all the way up to Fargo. Fargo, North Dakota, which is a main aspect of the trip. We're hitting South Dakota first, though, and I think that's somewhere in between 10 and 13 hours.
That's a good idea, is hitting South Dakota first. It'd be kind of hard to go up and around and over into North Dakota, then come back down to South.
It'd just be
a lot of driving.
If you've got a dream, you can make anything happen. And the South Dakota State song is actually Hit Me.
Baby One More Time.
No, Hit Me Spring Break Travelers One More Time. So we may hit it one more time. We may not.
You know, I heard that the North Dakota just changed its state song. You know what it is?
What's that?
It's what a Dakota wants. It's what a Dakota needs. That's what
Well, we'll be bringing plenty of it then.
Yeah.
Did they have it at the stores around here?
Yeah, Meijer's got a huge it selection.
Got a lot of its.
Generic it.
A ton of it.
Oh, good. So what else is up?
It loads?
I'm tired.
No, that's not really at all newsworthy. Or noteworthy.
I'm just saying. Don't tell me that my business stuff a woman. I'm just saying that's the only thing going on with me is I'm very tired. So go on and, you know, I'll
so sleep. The presidential race is still happening. The other, it's now down to just two candidates, basically, which is, surprising. The front runners early on are going to go ahead and get the nominations. Ooh, I didn't think that was going to happen. There's still Alan Keyes, who is still hanging on in the Republican race, and I love noting that he's still there. Those guys who just, you know, their friends ask him, so you going to run for president this time? Oh, yeah. Of course I am. And they just do it every time. And he's one of those guys, and I have all respect for those guys. You know? Like, ooh, Orrin Hatch. You think he'll be the big choice in 2004? And never works out. But yeah, so, Orrin doesn't know.
Everybody all hail our next president, George W. Bush. There we go. That's just kidding, everybody. It's like World of Worlds. It's a hoax. You can all come out of your basements now.
Yeah. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care anymore. I don't even care anymore.
I'm really becoming thoroughly convinced that it's all a big marketing ploy. They're trying to remarket the election. So you look at the two candidates, it's Gore versus Bush, sex and violence. You know, and so they're really trying to hit the heartlands now, you know.
Did you just come up with that?
I just came up with that.
So good.
Think about it. As far as I know, no one else has either. So trademark that one. And going to run with it.
Bush versus Gore, sex and violence. They should run together.
So
they
you
should,
have sex with
they
Bushes?
Merge, they, should mer- they should merge their they should merge their platforms together and run together.
If they could just streamline
sex and violence ticket.
Streamline the entire process. Get rid of debates and just like run clips of sex and then run clips of violence, you know? And see which one, you know, people vote for. I think that would be a much better election process.
I think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
I think
it doesn't matter because there's a small enclave, if you will, of old, rich, white men who run everything anyway.
Yeah, I don't want people... I'm endlessly fascinated with the presidential race because I think it's such an absurd thing. I don't have any real belief that it actually impacts the future of the country in any real way. I don't know. I was thinking about it this week and realized that I'm still genuinely happy that the Dole Clinton race is over and we don't have to hear any more like fat guy versus old guy jokes. And I'm still feeling good about that. And now the presidential race is starting up again.
Yeah, it's really taken as time goes on, the recovery period, the refractory period between elections should lengthen. I think we should just make presidents till they die. Kind of
like a
pope.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you're president. when you die, then we'll worry about it.
You remember the comedians back during the Garfield versus Arthur race?
Oh, man.
That was amazing.
There was some really good stuff.
Yeah, it's classic. It's really been just downhill since then.
Yeah. Yeah, it really has.
Lincoln versus Stephen, what's his name?
Yeah.
What's the other short little fat guy? Tall guy, short fat guy. Great stuff. Great guy. You got a tall guy, you got a short fat guy. Put them next to each other.
It was boom, boom, bada bing, bada magic. Boom. The comedy was just rolling.
Laurel
along.
Versus Hardy. That was a great race. Yeah. Pie to your face, Mr. President.
Who's on first? So, enough for the political humor for this evening.
Enough of the political humor. just kind of easing people along. Science humor now.
Ass.
Woo. Scientists have discovered ass.
It does exist. It is not merely a hallucinogen.
Now, I read something this weekend. I didn't have time to read it in depth, but apparently scientists discovered that there are genuine polar ice caps on Mars. Which is pretty huge. Polar ice caps in Mars.
Water.
Yeah, frozen water.
Which means there's life. Which means Mission to Mars isn't a bad movie!
Well, I saw that news.
He just stares at you. He's like an owl with those glasses.
I'm very smart. I have glasses. All right, presidents.
Okay. That's how you know.
So they found polar ice caps.
They found polar ice caps, and I was reading that news report just really briefly, and I couldn't read the entire thing because this image kept flooding my head of Arnold Schwarzenegger just sitting back, kicking back, like, yeah, told you so. Yeah. Yeah, Puerto Rico. Right here. 8-10 years ago. Didn't need no satellite to get that to you. Except it was more like, didn't need no salad, man, adenoid.
Did he say adenoid? What is he talking about?
There are adenoids on Mars?
Who is this man?
Send a satellite to catch the adenoids.
Wow, so that's pretty cool. Big, though.
Yeah, so for our Martian demographic, who was a very valued, yes,
you'll be
up.
Hearing this in about, what, 15 years?
Yeah, no, I'm much briefer than
that.
No,
it is, yeah.
Yeah.
They're not even a light year away.
Yeah.
So, like, a couple of months, we'll be catching and checking this out.
Oh, I know. They love it. They love it. They're digging that, they're digging our Christmas show right about now.
Yeah, really.
It's a good show. Yeah, I mean, they're hearing, like, your first appearances, Mike.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Yeah.
They're going to be so upset when they hear me again.
Ah! Quickly, point the large ray gun at the planet!
This Mike Renaud guy is good. Let's get some polar ice caps. And then they're going to destroy him in a few months, and nobody's going to know why. They're just going to be gone.
Yeah, this is blowing my mind right now.
Anything else in the news?
Anything else in the news? Something's happening in Mozambique. If you're in Mozambique, let us know what it is.
Mozambique.
It's out there. I just keep seeing its name all over the place, and I'm fine with that. I like the name Mozambique. I'd rather see that out there than say France, you know, France, Mozambique. So I'm very happy. Although I suspect, given the nature of news and the nature of world and guns and people, it's probably not all that good what's happening in Mozambique.
That probably is much less Mozambique than there was earlier.
Yeah. So hang on, Mozambique. We're rooting for you.
Which reminds me of the original title of Hang On, Sloopy.
Yes.
Which was Hang On, Mozambique, Hang On. But they just figured it just wasn't topical enough at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So they changed it to Sloopy.
The Temptations did a version of it in its original form. It's amazing.
Ooh, there's a rare bootleg EP of the Afghan Whigs cover of the Temptations version of that song.
Yeah, the phenomenal. Yeah, the word Mozambique is stretched out over the course of a minute. It's amazing, but it's amazing. Best song I've ever heard. Bar none.
You ever had Bar None?
No, I haven't.
There's a candy bar called the Bar None.
You guys,
I've never had one.
You guys remember that show on Nickelodeon called Hey Dude?
Yeah.
I remember it in the listings. I never
I vaguely saw it. I remember it existed.
It had that guy in it that was dating Blossom for a while, and it had Marsha from the Brady Bunch movie, the guy who was, she was on Seinfeld once. She was in it. And it was called the Barnon Ranch, where they hung out.
I do remember this show.
Yeah.
You know what? Does anybody remember who played Blossom's friend on the show?
Six?
Yes. Because I saw her on MTV Spring Break, strangely enough, a couple years back, like when Blossom was... Wowie Kazowie. I guess she was like 22 at the time, or 21. So she's like 25 now or something. But wow! Like, Blossom, like, because they had to tone her down so that Blossom looked okay, you know? So it's like, everybody had mandatory ugly sessions, like early, you know, 6 a.m. they had to meet with a blind stylist. That was the whole
thing. Why do you think they called her Six? I don't know. I never got it.
But, you know, I just wonder if they knew her name.
Whoa!
Whoa! I can't say I do. And, you know, if you want to call in and let us know, it's 359-9338. No particular urgency about it, though.
No, but just, you know, during the next musical break.
I do want to mention that over the course of tonight, if you try to give us a call and we don't pick up, just be patient. Be very patient, because we've got a new phone system in here. The big plus is that it's gray and it says digital on it.
It's very slim. It's very sleek.
It's looks pretty smooth, and it's all space age. The numbers are very space age. The downside being that it's not really hooked up to the green light bulb that goes off whenever someone's calling on phone. And the green light bulb is defiant. It does not, you know, advance. It's not terribly digital. But it's pretty dope, and it's very green. So and the two haven't really gotten together. Yeah. We can't see the phone except for these little tiny red lights on the phone. So, and we're not always looking that way when we're
although
on
I
the
am
air.
Trying.
Yeah, he is trying.
I am too.
My eyes are getting very tired.
I'm so tired right now. This is going to be the worst show you've ever had. I promise. I'm just kidding. Everybody,
what is this like?
It's everybody like keep listening. It's going to be great. We got some great songs coming up.
Oh, Mike Renaud, the Sultan of comedy.
You said my last name.
They all know our names.
Oh.
Yeah, don't go looking him up in the phone book.
I forgot.
That'd be awesome if you got home tonight and there's like 40 messages like, you're really good on the show. You want to hang out? I'll come by tomorrow.
If anyone calls me home, I will hang out with you. I will. I'll hang out with them.
So, all right. Mike and I, if you can track down him, Mike and I will hang out with you during the week.
Yeah, I promise. If you can track down me at my home phone number 24 hours from now, 10:45 tomorrow night, you can hang out with me and Eric.
I'm not included in that offer. I find you all creepy and mildly disturbing.
Well, I can't hang out tomorrow night. It has to be like later in the week.
Right, but if you just get a hold of us, we'll plan something.
If you can do it before 10:45 tomorrow.
Well, that should get no one to call me.
Yeah, either that or this is the worst thing that's ever happened to you in your entire life. You know, I'm going to be like, Chris will be like, ah! 5,700 people come!
Right now, Chris is breaking things. He's so mad.
So I'm wondering, snow happened yesterday.
Yeah, really?
Snow happened, and that was kind of crazy.
My body was not happy.
I was so mad at that snow.
If you've got a child out there who built a snow during yesterday's Winter Wonderland and then saw it die rapidly today and would like us to speak to that child, and I don't know that we could help it so much as expedite its slide into insanity, but you can give us a call at 359-933 because very sympathetic to that sort of thing. Snow and then no snow, and
I've been there.
The snow really did make a hasty retreat today.
Mm-hmm.
Where did all the white go? There's all this white lying around and now there's no white.
Yeah.
No idea.
All gone.
That's somebody. Some physicists better get on that.
Yeah, we're all nodding our heads right now. I wish you could see it. Awesome.
So this week was this past week was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm busy, but you know,
I had a lot of midterms.
How'd the midterms go?
Well, okay. I got real lucky. I'm taking 18 hours this semester, and I don't have any tests this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have tests, but last week I just had a bunch of papers due and a couple of speeches, and I didn't do half of them. So the workload was fine because I didn't do anything.
Right. Really.
But as far as, when you say how'd that go, if you meant grades, you know, not that good.
most people, that's really high on the list of how to manage a workload is to do nothing. So you can avoid stress by doing actually nothing.
But once I got glasses, I was like Superman.
Mm.
It was awesome.
Did you get everything done then?
Yeah. I got so much done. I've been doing your work all weekend.
From like 83 when I was in college?
Well, from when you were born. You still got a lot of work to catch up on, but that's not...
I wrote your paper that you never turned in for English 204, Eric. Thanks. Mike?
If anyone actually hangs out with us this week, like we were just saying, ask me what I just meant by that. It'll be really a funny inside story. I don't know. I just like when Eric makes that face. Okay.
All right, let's ease off to a song.
Yeah, good idea.
Now.
Yeah.
But the phone number is 359-9338. The way I'm going to play this next segment is something like this. If anyone floods us with phone calls and has advice that they'd like to get taken care of, we'll deal with advice. If there's the demand, if you guys are feeling freaked out, if there's anyone left in this two-horse town, 359-9338.
And so if you are listening, call.
To get your problems solved in a caring, holistic manner. If not, we'll take care of some movie reviews. If we got a little bit of both, we'll do a little bit of both, because we can do damn near anything, because we're improvised and we're live.
And
this
sexy.
Is what jail is like. Oh, this is going to be a song in a moment. It's going to be a good song.
Do, 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 do.
359
Try again.
359-9338.